from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Everybody involved is, if it's between 26 and 28 and a half, the Niners are ridiculous for just not making that happen. And Brandon Ayuk is ridiculous for just holding out for extra million and a half. I look at both of these people like, come on.
That's what players got to do though, right? Like, you got to pay what the market says. That's the game though.
Why are we playing so this goes back to my other point. Yeah. This goes back to my other point that I was going to make about the 49ers. It's not looking good. It's not looking good for this team moving forward. There's too many people worried about anything but winning. And when I say too many, that doesn't have to mean 10 or 15. It could be 2 or 3. And if it's 2 or 3 of your top ones that are worried about other things outside of just winning, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. And if we're sitting here, if we're talking about,
get put to bed when the contract is signed or if he's traded?
Maybe.
But like, cause like, who else? I mean, I'm not concerned about Brock Purdy's ability to focus. He has way too much to lose if this goes south for him. Like, who else are we talking about?
I think Ayuk would be in the wrong here if there wasn't teams out there willing to pay him what he wants to. Like, if it was just like, it's just him and the Niners, like, no, I want 28 and a half. And the Niners, we want 26. Yeah, you guys figure it out. But there is money out there for him. And if there is, like, you're looking for a certain number and all that, like, don't you have to go and get that?
No, you, like,
you know
to
it's out there.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to go and get it. You don't have to. Now, I'm a one man wolf pack
you
with
are.
All this.
You very much
at,
are.
Like, at 26 and 28 and a half, I'm going to the situation that I love if it takes $1.5 million less. Like, I am. I'm not proving a point for $1.5 million. I'm not going to a lesser situation for
$1.5 million. $1.5 million annually. We also don't know, like, guaranteed details.
That's a big key. I think that's the real holdup, to be honest.
And it very well may be.
Yeah.
Because to me, it feels like in the sense of urgency for the San Francisco 49ers, unless I'm completely misunderstanding how football works, you're loading up this first year.
Mm.
Like, he has almost like Dak has one of the most legendary deals in my mind, where the last deal he signed, you know, pen to paper, it was $95 million, went to his bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Like that minute.
Yep.
Sign him to one of those. Not talking about the specific number, but the signing bonus and that year's salary. Get that out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Then fudge the numbers however you want to after year three.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I don't know.
And the Matthews Mattress Shady House, Drew Downs.
MatthewsMattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you.
That's right. He says it's always easy to tell someone else to take less money. I'm not telling him to do anything.
So the thing,
I'm not telling him what to do.
The funny thing with Casey is he'd take less money.
We always bring it to this, and it's a different situation. I understand. But if I was being offered $100,000 to stay here, and there's like, yo, we can give you 120, but Jesse got to go. Or we can give you 125, but we got to replace D-Lo. Like, give me 100 so everybody can stay.
You're going to lose Joe Brazil.
Damn it. Does it live any? Shout out, Joe. We'd never lose
Joe. If it's that. Now, there always comes a time when it's like, yo, they're offering you 125. and we're offering you 70, I got to take the 125. Mm. But if it's relatively comparable, and part of being comparable is I get to keep everybody, then yeah, I'm gonna do what I can to keep winning.
If I'm Brandon Ayuk, can you ask me to take less when someone is holding out right now too, to get theirs? Talking about Trent. Trent Williams is holding out for his. Like, can you tell me to take less money if that guy is like, I don't want to call him selfish because I'm for players getting theirs, but he's holding out for his.
Well, that becomes a slippery slope because I'm like, well, who do you want to pay? You or who? We can only pay one. Who you want to pay?
Well, it's just like that's where I can't fault Ayuk. Like, you can't expect me to take less when old boy over here is
holding out. Yeah, but that's not even financially real. Like, that they can only pay one of those two. That's not realistic.
I think.
Because they both have money on the books. It's how. How do we get to where we have to go to have these guys here?
Right, right. I mean, me personally, like I'm just giving the other side of all this. Me personally, I'd find a way to get it done with Ayuk. And really, if we're talking 26 compared to 28.5, I mean, that's, like I said before, I think that's a little nitpicky on both sides, in my opinion. But I know what Brandon Ayuk is about. He's about that money. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't have a problem just saying what it is.
Do you think he's about just the money though?
I think the money is first and foremost, as much every dollar he can get, and then second is probably his status.
I feel like
I would say his status is first, money might be second.
I feel like it's a respect thing.
They go hand in hand. Those two will go hand in hand because the top five paid wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a respect thing because, like, we use this one as, like, the bar or whatever. Like, the Waddle contract, like, Ayuk, that's where that's his tier. Like, he's not even, like, they're about the same. Whoever you think is better is whatever, but they're about the same receiver. Ayuk takes 26. Like, that's below his market. Like,
and
I feel
Jamar
like,
is still out there.
Yeah, and I feel like him, if he was about the money, he would have just went to New England or whatever. But, like, Pittsburgh's, they're going to possibly be able to win some things or whatever, not Super Bowl or whatever. He wants the money, and he wants to be paid like a number one, but he also wants to go to a good team, I feel, too.
As we're talking about this.
He wants the respect
this,
of it, too, I think.
As we're talking about this, the 28.5 is funny because he would have been the fifth highest paid wide receiver, and the second Jamar Chase signs his contract, he wouldn't have been. Because Jamar is getting north of 30. Whether he tops Justin Jefferson or not is a different story, but he's getting north of 30. Mm-hmm. And that suddenly the contract that you held out for, fought so hard for to get that status as a top five wide receiver, well, now you're sixth. But that's the nature of contract negotiations, right? That's the nature of the league. It doesn't always happen. It just so happens this was the year of the wide receiver.
Maybe that's why he didn't go to New England, because maybe the number ain't 28.5. Maybe what you just laid out, he knows Jamar, his situation is coming down the line. CD's situation is coming down. So you want to be a top five. You want to be a top five wide receiver, five pay wide receiver. 28.5 ain't going to get it in about a month and a half.
That's where his agent's got to talk to him.
That's right, because he's not going to be a top five paid wide receiver. I forgot about CD. Completely freaking forgot.
I think he's
not going to top CD, Jamar, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, or who am I leaving out?
A.J. Brown, probably.
A.J. Brown, yeah. I think A.J.'s – I think he's 30 or maybe like 29.5.
Tyreek
– I think it's 30 because it went from 30 to 28 where Waddle was.
Mm-hmm. There's that door like to get into that next tier, like as far as like highly paid receivers. I think Tyreek and we throw A.J. Brown if he's 30. Like that's where they're holding the door. You can't get through there or whatever. But I think he can get the 28.5, 29 if you want to make it that.
We'll see what happens. I could be – perfectly wrong about this whole thing, but I think that's where he wants to go.
Pittsburgh.
No, I think he wants to go to 30 million.
Oh, 30 million. Yeah. Oh,
I just feel like the way it's been reported is like Josina Ann is like, yeah, like because we saw from the Patriots reports, like it's like, yeah, they were like trying to offer him the deal or whatever. He just wasn't really responsive to it or anything like that. And Josina Anderson, yeah, they offered him access to 28.5, but he just wasn't interested.
And it's also New England. I don't blame him for that. Like, I'll let this keep going a little bit before I just settle and take money from New England.
75 receptions, 1,342 yards, 7 touchdowns last year.
If he's holding out for 30, that's pretty wild, I think.
I think he's definitely holding out for 30. We can see what he ultimately accepts. Maybe he would accept the 28.5 in Pittsburgh. I think that's a possibility as well, that a good enough number from a good enough organization, maybe he'd come outside of that 30. But everything that I feel like is holding out for 30.
Looking at Pro Football Focus's wide receiver rankings, you think Brandon Ayuk is in the top 10?
Yeah, I think he is.
Justin Jefferson is number one. Tyreek Hill is number two. Mm-hmm. Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, two guys waiting for contracts. A.J. Brown got his, as you guys just pointed out. Davante Adams at number six. Mm. Amon-Ra St. Brown already got his contract. He's at number seven.
Mm.
Brandon Ayuk is at eight.
That's about right, yeah.
Cooper Kupp is at nine. And perhaps the ultimate note is Deebo is 10.
As I knew you were going to say Deebo because...
We've worked together 4 years, and you can tell my tone.
Well, no, but also there was like a GM rankings a couple weeks ago.
Hmm.
I think that went about the same way. I don't know if Deebo was 10. He might have been 11. He might have been 11. But the GMs
ranked wide receivers.
Yeah,
interesting.
And Ayuk was 7 or 8.
One of the most difficult players to place in abstract terms, Deebo Samuel is a unique weapon, part running back, part receiver, and all playmaker. He led the league with 32 broken tackles last year, 10 more than any other receiver. His absence from the lineup due to injury also coincided with the 49ers' biggest wobbles during the season. I'd put an asterisk on that, but that's perfectly fair. Brandon Ayuk.
He's right, though. That's spot on.
What?
When Deebo wasn't there, they struggled.
That's fine, but what's the asterisk I'm going to put on it?
Trim Williams as well.
Thank you. A devastating route. This is Brandon Ayuk. I'm sorry. Brandon Ayuk. A devastating route runner. An explosive threat, Brandon Ayuk is one of the most efficient receivers in the game, whose overall numbers are held back only by the offense he plays in and the sheer quantity of other options within it. Passes thrown his way last season generated a 126.8 passer rating.
Isn't there a stat out there, too, that he was one of the most efficient receivers as far as, like, he didn't get the most targets or whatever, but his numbers were high? I'd have to look for it again, but...
Yeah, there was also a third down stat? There was something like a third down stat from Purdy to Ayuk resulted in a first down, like, 80-something percent of the time. Mm. It was something ridiculous where it was during the phase where we would plan to talk about football and just wouldn't, because... Mm-hmm. Some King's conversation went sideways or we were arguing about something stupid and we just didn't get to it. But yeah, the numbers more than anything, or I should say as much as anything, really support the Ayuk Purdy relationship.
Yeah. I mean, he's Purdy's guy. You know what I mean? For sure. I found that article and it's actually a little different than I remember.
What article were we looking for?
The GMs and the,
okay.
So, they have Brandon Ayuk at 10.
Okay.
And Deebo is an honorable mention. He's like the second. I don't know.
Was it just a top 10 list?
Top 10 list.
Gotcha.
Then you got honorable mentions. I don't know if that's ranked or not, but Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, Garrett Wilson, Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith. There's a lot more than I realized. But Ayuk is 10. The two that kind of replace him, one I think is – for sure. I actually think he should be ahead of Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Mike Evans, the guy we always forget.
Where's Mike Evans?
Mike
on
Evans
this
is
list?
8. And they got Stephon Diggs at 9. I might put...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I might put Brandon Ayuk ahead of Stephon, but Stephon, I think they're about even.
Mike Evans is 20th on this Pro Football Focus list. Still one of the league's most effective receivers.
Ayuk had 75 catches on 105 targets, by the way, last season. And he wasn't top 25 in targets either in the entire NFL. You might have to pay that guy.
At what point is it... That's not the right way to phrase that question. Let's go to commercial, and I'm going to figure out how to do this job properly so we can have a discussion about those numbers and Brandon Ayuk's place on the San Francisco 49ers. Also, it's DeMar DeRozan's birthday.
Hey! Yes, sir!
Happy birthday to the newest member of the Sacramento Kings and Hoops Hype with a shooting guard ranking.
That'll go well for the Kings.
We'll talk about it. Steelin' with KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Shout out to my man Greg over at MAP Training. I had to dip into my all-day BCAAs a little earlier than normal. But head over to trainwithmap.com. Check out all of the great supplements that Greg and his team have here. What's so dope about him is, like, he puts them together. He puts the formula together. So if you have questions about something that's in it or why it works or why it'll work for you, he can tell you because he put it together. It's not marketing hype. It's what he does. And when he heard us talking about how I'm slow to recover, he put together a little essentials pack for me and said, if you do this the way that we talked about, you're going to be feeling a lot better over the coming days. So head with trainwithmap.com. Check out all of the great stuff that my man has going on. With MAP Training, multiple locations that you can work out with, too. Great trainer, and he's one of those trainers who's in fantastic shape. And they have a dog there. Like, come on, man, little Roscoe. You walk in the door at the Granite. You walk in the door at the Granite Bay facility, and Roscoe's waiting right there for you. I almost missed the meeting because I was hanging with Roscoe.
You can't beat that.
Trainwithmap.com. We will get to the Sacramento Kings here in just a little bit as Hoops Hype put out a top 30 shooting guards. List, and as Casey said, it's probably not going to be good for the Sacramento Kings.
They got a name in there that was wild.
Any list, hell.
So I wonder, it's the same name.
Okay. It was so bad. Like, I know I have to put like its own line in the rundown for this one.
Yeah, I was like, I started to like, I could move him like around. I was like, there's only one that feels really egregious. There's some good young players, but there is one here.
That's like you have to party. Wait. Like, what are you doing here?
On. Yeah, hang on 1 second, pal. Hang on 1 second.
Wait just a damn minute.
Hey, who do you know here, bro?
I'm gonna need to see your wristband. You guys just kept the conversation going during the commercial break. Were you trying to figure out where Brandon Ayuk would be more productive? Is that what you two were talking about?
We had a couple of, you know, turns with the conversation, but the last one when we walked in was he Jesse, you named the players again. Like,
yeah,
you
I was asking
Super Bowl contender.
If it's Purdy, Ayuk, Warner, Bosa, and CMC, and those five right there, Samuel, Debo, and Kittle, they're not part of the Niners at that. For that core, or whatever, they're not on the team. Is that still a Super Bowl contender?
Samuel, Kittle, and who?
Debo and Kittle. That's it.
Oh, Debo.
Those two
and
are no longer part of the core. They're not on the team. Are those five I'd name? Are you still Super Bowl contenders if you're the 49ers?
And my answer was, it all depends. Just like it does with IU, you better replace Kittle and Debo. Mm.
And then,
like if you replace them with players and you getting 50% of their production apiece, you think that's good enough to win a Super Bowl?
Can I counter that real quick?
Yep.
So you're not replacing either of those guys this year if you pay Ayuk. And, like, weren't we already on the way to replacing them a year from now or 2 years from now? Like, that was already the path we were going towards.
It felt like it.
So why let Ayuk go or whatever just for that, for those two more years? Like, this was already the path we were on. Like, this Niners core, we were talking about, like, last year. Like, last year was the year for them to win the Super Bowl. Now it's kind of this year. Like, that was supposed to be the year. Maybe they can do it this year, whatever. Like, we're already kind of heading towards a shift or whatever.
But that's my original point. Like, with what you are slotted to pay Brandon Ayuk, because we all agreed they were choosing Brandon Ayuk, and what you were slotted to pay him, you would lose Kittle and Debo. But potentially, because we don't know. Potentially, if he's going higher than what you were already slotted to pay, that's another person. That's now, and I'm just throwing this guy out. It's got to be, because if it's the same, why wouldn't they do it?
If it's 28 and a half, I don't see that.
These were all fictitious situations.
True, it is. But like, if it's what makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because if it was the same, if you're going to pay him 30 and you were going to do the same things that we thought they were going to do at 26, why would it be an issue?
But go ahead, Jesse.
Isn't that why you were moving on from like Debo and Kittle and those guys eventually, just so you could pay the others too? No,
but what I'm saying is, let's say the number's 26, and once again, it's all fictitious, but we were all in agreement, this is where it was going towards. If you were agreeing to pay him 26 and you were going to move on from Kittle and Debo, if another $4-5 million a year, you're going to have to lose somebody else. Why are we having this discussion?
I think that's only the case if you go to 30 or 30 plus.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's only that's the only case. But the frustrating part about this is we have really no way of figuring this out, because they've restructured these guys' contract so many different times. We don't know it's difficult to track down what they've been paid and what they're owed and what their impact will be on the cap in 2 years. Like, I'm looking at Debo. If Brandon Ayuk is the San Francisco 49er, Brandon Ayuk is gone next season. They have an out. There's an out. You have a dead cap hit, but there's an out.
Mm-hmm.
And the dead cap hit is 15, but that's your out. Mm-hmm. Like, you could for Debo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like we're building a Lego set, but we don't know what we're building.
Well, we're also dealing with the NFL salary.
But that's what I mean. We're trying to put. You know what it is? It's that stupid puzzle that we were putting together at Field Day, where we're just looking at the colors of a logo, going, I think this goes here. I think this goes here. We really have no idea.
See, but that's why I feel like we can use the 28.5 number or whatever. Because if the Patriots were offering 30, it would have been reported they were offering 30. Like, Josita would have reported it would have been 30. And if I'm IU, like, the 30 isn't out there in the market. The team that was willing to trade for you, like, the market is 28.5.
That
that's
has
what's
an
out there.
Obscene amount of money to pay you.
Yeah, that's what is out there for you. And if it's, like I said, like the 26 and the 28.5 or whatever, then I don't think Niners going up $1.5 million or 2 years is going to do any more than what it would have already.
I don't think
that 30 is out there for him.
If it's 20, I don't know if he believes that.
Then he's got to fire his agent or something.
I don't know if he believes there's. I told myself I gotta find a way.
Because doesn't that kind of tell you, no?
I got to find a way.
Doesn't that tell you, like, if the page was offering you to, like, that tells you right there what your market is.
I got to find a way, because I said today I was not going to bring up that podcast again. I promised myself. So I got to find a way. I'm just going to tell you.
Apparently, this is the greatest podcast in history.
Well, it's not the greatest, but it's a telltale. Like, if you've seen that, I think if you watch that, you wouldn't think he's not thinking like that. You watch that, you think he's thinking he should get Justin Jefferson money.
If it's that, then I'm...
Then this isn't even his fault. This is his agent's fault.
And you know, you guys seen how many times I reference it. That's the holdup for me. I could be completely wrong, but I watch that, and he thinks he should be top five.
So here's the thing, then. Here's the unfortunate reality. This is an angle we haven't covered yet. Then Brandon Ayuk's career is over, because he's going to be holding out forever.
Facts.
Because he's not getting that.
That's just like mind blowing. If that's the case, then just fire your agent. Like, just that's insane.
Once again, this is all just an assumption. This is all just me reading and coming to my own conclusions with this. But I watched that, and he wants to be paid like and looked at on the same level as Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb. He not even thinking about Waddle and them dudes. That's how he came off.
This radio show.
And to be fair, I've said that from the start, right?
Yeah.
I watched that. You've said it
every day since the podcast aired.
I use the efficiency stats to prop him up.
It's the pivot in Bill Simmons at this point.
I use the efficiency stats to prop him up. What if he's like, yeah, I get more targets or whatever. I'm on Tyreek level and all that.
That's the exact same thing
I was thinking is we can look at the numbers, but he's looking at the numbers in relation to the 49ers offense, where it might be, look at what my numbers could be in relation to the rest of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
We have a unique offense that I'm a big part of. And I don't get the targets that Tyreek Hill gets. I don't get the targets that Justin Jefferson gets, that Amon-Ra St. Brown, that those guys, I don't get those.
Mm-hmm.
But when you throw me the ball, I do not disappoint.
Right.
And that's tough. Like that from Brandon Ayuk's standpoint and his represent, those are tough waters to get through, because you can use, you know, numbers for numbers people and say, just look, it's right there, but you can't use film.
Yeah.
Because the film says, what was it? 75 catches, 1300 yards. That's what the film says.
Yeah. And the reality is, like, you're not going to get that opportunity to put up those numbers on the San Francisco
49ers,
it's just not going to happen.
Unless Debo and Kittle are gone, like you just said. Maybe this is Ayuk's master plan to get rid of Ayuk and Kittle, or get rid of Debo and Kittle, so his production goes up.
I came away with that thing saying he said, "Ain't no hometown discount. There is no discount." Like, almost to the point, like, we ain't negotiating nothing. That's how it came up. We're not negotiating anything if we outside of where those guys are. There's nothing to negotiate.
We need the Niners and Steelers to agree to a deal, and we need to know what the number is. And if he turns that down, then we know what he's looking for.
That's a good call.
And even with everything that I just said, I can't believe that he is just that oblivious to reality. I gotta believe, like, if he signs, let's stall him out.
Maybe he was podding. Maybe he was comfortable.
Maybe.
Maybe he was sipping. Like, who? There, it could be a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, he was with his boys. He was hanging out. Maybe he was just talking.
Like I said, I like Brandon Ayuk. I will stall him out because I like him. It would not be a surprise if he got traded to the Steelers and he got 28.5. Like, I could see him accepting that and going to a place he wants to go. I could see that.
Sure.
I think there's a world like that. I want to believe that it's not, I'm just going to go to the highest bidder no matter what. I don't think it's that, man. It can't be that. I think first and foremost, I do think he wants to stay in San Francisco. And he wants that money from San Francisco.
Okay, that's what I kind of was going to ask you. Do you think he wants 30 from the Niners, but he'll take 28.5 from a different team, from the Steelers?
I think whatever him and his agent believe is the highest he can get, he'll take that in San Francisco, and if he can't get it there, he'll take it anywhere. Like, so I don't think it's like, nah, I want to leave San Francisco. I think it's, if they pay me what I can make anywhere else in this league, then I'll stay here happily. But in his words, ain't no hometown discount. That ain't happening. Emphatically. Hmm. So I just, like I said, I look at this situation more so. If it's 28.5 to 26, I'm looking at the 49ers crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man. What are we doing? I'm looking at Ayuk a little crazy too, but in that situation, I feel like the 49ers got more more ability to make that deal done than Brandon Ayuk. Like, come on, man. $1.5 million per? Come on, man. Make that happen. I'm looking at the 49ers crazy. If that's what he's asking, if that's what he wants, and they're not budging off $26 million, I'm looking at them crazy.
Do you think 26 is low? Jesse and I think it's low. Do you think it's low?
It's low market-wise.
Yeah.
Market-wise,
do you think
yes.
It's low for Brandon Ayuk?
No. No, I don't. No.
Hey, Dave Garcia, let's mock up a Kenny Hates Brandon Ayuk t-shirt.
A Brandon Ayuk wide receiver 3 t-shirt.
Yeah. Mock that up for Kenny's football season. Man.
26 is.
I just hate how players are always expected to make the sacrifice. Like, no, you make it work. Like, you use the example of working here, and will you take $100,000 instead of $120,000 if it meant we didn't lose Jesse? That it's great, but yo, you're a multi-billion dollar company. Fix it. This is your mismanagement that has put us in this place. Now, in the San Francisco 49ers case, it's not mismanagement. Mm-hmm. It's a wealth of riches. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Maybe, I think I'm a little I feel like Brandon Ayuk is part of those riches.
He definitely is. Absolutely.
And, well, you got him as wide receiver 3. Jesse just told
that
me.
Going off of the annual averages and all that.
Barely better than the rookie.
Yeah, going off the annual averages, DJ Moore is making 27.5. Yeah, NFL's funny money, but he's making 27.5. Cooper Kupp's at 26.7. Devontae Smith is 25.
How about the
Nico Collins is 24.2.
How about the guy that Casey hates?
What?
Who just runs routes and turns around and catches the ball?
He's not eligible yet.
Oh, man. Oh man, yeah. Wait till his deal comes up and Kenny kills Puka.
You guys gonna give Puka $30 million?
Yeah, because Cooper Kupp's not gonna be there.
Puka gonna be.
Yeah, they're gonna be.
Gonna break the bank.
They're gonna be in a totally different financial situation when that contract.
I'm looking at like what are these receivers?
I don't know who's gonna throw him the ball.
Devontae Adams is the first one to get 28, like on the average. Like looking at their average annual salaries, mm-hmm. He obviously needs a new deal and all that. Mm-hmm. Then it's Waddle. So like, yeah, Ayuk, like the ones after that that are making lower, Ayuk's better than all those guys.
Devontae's 31, and we looked this up yesterday. Brandon's 26. That's the other thing about this. We're talking about a 26-year-old wide receiver.
Well, once if it's 28.5, we'll use that as a number. I'm sorry, I got distracted, but. No.
I'm learning Nigeria national anthem here at this point.
Me and Apollo Crews.
Who also, coincidentally, is from Sacramento, California.
If it's 28.5, I'm on record saying that. If it's 28.5 annually,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the 49ers funny.
I think it is that.
I'm like, come on, man. Get that done. Get that done.
So, right? I told you I felt like there was a big difference between 26 and 30. There's not a big difference between 28.5 and 30. Mm. That's not, if it's true, if the reports are accurate and they're really at 26, like I'm actually fine with what Brandon Ayuk is doing. If it's 28.5 and you're just hell bent on getting to 30, come on, man, let's work this out.
Cause like
this has gotten a little silly.
Like the egos, not talking about Ayuk, but just general players. And I feel like this stuff matters. Get into that club. I'm one of the highest paid players and all that. Like the 28.5 gets him right into that club. He's right there.
Yeah.
He's right behind Tyreek.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
If he's like, this is just something I was thinking about, right? If he's like, yo, I need 30. You know what I mean? Or matter of fact, I need 28.5, to be honest with you. I need that 28.5. And the 49ers are looking at some things and be like, man, we can give him 28 and a half, or T. Higgins might take 22 next year.
I'll take IU. I'll take the top 10 guy.
Okay. I'm with Jesse.
IU solidified top 10. I know that. He's top 10. T. Higgins, I don't know if he'll ever get to that.
There's going to come a point where, like, cutting corners in that regard costs you your chance to win a Super Bowl.
Because if you put T. Higgins on a team, he's always going to look at the number two receiver or number three. He won't look like a number one, I don't think.
Yeah, there'll be no – I will not come in here on Monday and go, hey, who's – or an offseason. Is T. Higgins better than Deebo Samuel? Because I don't
– We'll be talking about the Niners needing a number one receiver.
He's good, though. Like, he's a good ball player. Unless you're very, very comfortable in Brandon Ayuk goodness. Unless you're really, really comfortable in Deebo Samuel being around for – 15 to 17 games every year, and being here well past next year, I don't think that's something you entertain.
If it's 28-5, I'm paying him. If it's 30, I got reservations at that point.
I understand the reservations a little bit, but I'd ask him to skip the average annual value and figure out what we could do guarantee wise. Mm-hmm. And signing bonus wise, what can we do right now? Because you could have money in your account by the end of the day that changes your life, based on the amount of money you've earned as a professional football player. We get you the right signing bonus and first year salary. That money can be in your account today, and your life is changed forever.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, more than anything, like, I'm trying to figure this out. If I'm the 49ers,
and I still think they are. I'm the complete opposite.
Because at the end of the day, once again, I'm giving different arguments, and I may have a different outlook than all this other stuff. But man, Brandon Ayuk, this dude's the truth. And he's great in your system. Like,
you want to go somewhere? There's a training camp battle for quarterback. Like a legit training camp battle.
I wouldn't. But
I got questions about that too.
Yeah, it's like. And I like both of those guys.
Might have to old yell or someone if it's a training quarterback competition.
All right. Oh, well, that's all right. Cold. USA that's is cold. Up 60-33. Kenny's dreams of Nigeria advancing have been halted.
Well, I'll see him in 28.
No. Kenny's going to figure out how to get the Nigerian basketball channel here moving forward. But the team currently led by Asia Wilson with 12 and 7. Jackie Young and Brianna Stewart both have 13, and it looks like USA is going to coast. As a matter of fact, yeah, Nigeria hasn't scored yet in the second half.
That's that defense.
They've been outscored 8-0. Damn right it's their defense. I know who that defensive coordinator is over there.
That's that defense.
Yeah. I thought Chelsea was going to pull up. That's what I was pausing. I was getting ready for the Chelsea for three, but she was like, nope. Get in here and get to work.
Go to work, nine.
Get to work with the best player in the world. Oh, did they call a foul? They don't do that very often.
They called a travel. Oh. She got slapped up. Okay. That's crazy.
Oh, Asia ready to go. Asia ready
don't
to
call
go.
Anything if you're not going to call their initial foul.
Yeah, we're about three and some change into the half, and Nigeria hasn't scored yet.
That was actually good defense. I take that back.
Wow, look at you.
All ball.
Wow.
Those are my people,
Nigerian
too.
Nigerian native. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're right there with you and Apollo. All right, let's shift our attention to the Sacramento Kings. Let's shift our attention to the homie DeMar DeRozan celebrating his birthday today. And Hoops Hype listed the top 30 shooting guards in the NBA. I thought, aha, this will be fun to look at. What's this look like?
They got going on.
Well, obviously, number one thing we were looking for is who's the first Sacramento King on the list? And what should be, to no one's surprise, it was DeMar DeRozan. It was Malik Monk. Malik Monk at number 14. The list started with Anthony Edwards. Your boy Devin Booker. Donovan at number 3. Jalen at number 4. Jalen Williams at number 5.
Hold on, Casey, have you seen this list?
I haven't seen
it. Oh, don't look at it.
Skip over the one. Yeah. Skip over that one. We'll come back to that one.
All right. Number 6
Casey
is
Casey can guess.
Number 6 is Desmond Bain.
Wait, give me the first 5 again. I want to make sure cuz now right. now I'm
All
guessing.
Right. All right. And then we'll save the Malik Monk conversation for a minute. So Anthony Edwards is number 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then Devin Booker is number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan is number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown is number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Williams is number 5. Desmond Bain is number 6.
It's kind of crazy.
7. Wait, is 7 the one that you
No,
were?
It's not.
Okay, 7 is Zach LaVine.
I was kind of wondering, what are you doing here? But yeah.
7 is Zach LaVine. 8 is redacted. That's we're leaving 8 out for
give
now.
Give him 9 and 10. Just
yeah, I got you. Number 9. I'll take you all the way to Malik. Number 9 is Jalen Green. Mm-hmm. Number 10 is Tyler Hero. Mm-hmm. Number 11 is CJ McCollum. Number 12 is Bradley Beal. Mm-hmm. Number 13 is Devin Vassell. And number 14 is your very own Malik Monk. The question to anyone who hasn't seen the list is who is number 8?
Who is number 8? I'm not looking at the list. I'm going to just, I need to see the teams in front of me, the NBA teams. Let me see. Because there's a guy that I'm thinking, but there ain't no way. There ain't no way they did that after I heard some of the names afterwards. Let me see here. Is it Shaedon Sharpe?
Nope.
All right, I get 3 guesses. That's 1. Oh man,
it's fun because the Chatty House. The
I'm not even looking at.
They
the
don't.
Chatty
even,
house.
They don't even. They don't have it.
Yeah.
It's not KCP, is it?
It's not KCP.
All right. I'm gonna try one more.
Okay,
I think I got an idea who it is, and this is egregious. If this is who I think it is, it's not Klay Thompson, is it?
It's not. Klay
Thompson. That's the one you thought was egregious.
See, come on, man. I know it's not Shavano.
It's
oh my gosh!
Wow, it is not Shavano.
Okay.
Who is it? Austin Reeves.
Well, first of all, so there's so many things wrong with this list. There's so many things. That's ridiculous.
They've listed like 4 point guards.
Four point guards. DeMar DeRozan's not a shooting guard all of a sudden.
Where is DeMar?
They have to have him as a small forward. Well, and Austin Reeves isn't a shooting guard. He's a small forward.
Either way, I love how we hit 2 egregious names, and it's like, nope, still not that one.
Nope, wasn't that one. Cam Thomas, 15. Dante at 16. Anthony Simons. Yeah, they must have labeled DeMar as something else.
Well, he's probably a small forward if he was a 3 with the Bulls.
Klay is 20.
Wow.
You mentioned KCP, he's 22. Caruso's 25. Mm. Shavano, Warriors legend, 27. Bogey, so happy for Bogey at 28.
Watch out for Bogey tomorrow.
Yeah. They must have DeMar listed as something else.
So, wow, this is interesting. Give me from Reeves to Monk again.
Reeves to Monk. Stand by.
Reeves, Jalen Green.
Thank you.
Tyler Hero, CJ McCollum, and then Bradley Beal and Devin Vassell. Then
like,
Monk.
All those guys are better than Austin Reeves. All of them. Not one is up for debate.
No, Loki, I was going through the list, and I scroll past that because I don't even notice it. And it's like one of those, wait, what the hell? And I scroll back. What is he doing here?
We'll come back. We'll talk about Malik's placement on this list and, well, why it feels interesting for the Sacramento Kings. That's coming up next here. Chris Biederman going to join us. We got that slider for 215. Biederman will be with us here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee will join us in about 30 minutes or so. We'll talk some Kings basketball with him, but we'll talk a lot of 49ers with our guy. We just had the top 30 shooting guards list, according to Hoops Hype, has been revealed. And once we got our laughs at Austin Reeves being at number 8, we could settle in on Malik Monk being number 14.
I'm sorry. And real quick, just to clarify, I think we all think Austin Reeves is a good ball player.
He's not a top 8 shooting guard.
Yeah, like the way they go crazy. What did he do? That he did like 15 points per game last year or something like that?
Yep.
Come on, man. Yep. Like, we got to stop. Like, he's a good ball player, but they got to stop this. Remember last summer was the question, this didn't age well. It was Reeves or Herter.
Well.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kevin.
Well.
We'd have our back.
I don't know if anyone noticed. He didn't make the list.
Damn. I also think that's a little egregious.
Let me find out who's last on this list.
Buddy did.
Herter better than Buddy, man.
It was Norm. I think Norm Powell was last.
Norm Powell too low.
Yeah, I think he was 30.
Norm Powell might be better than Austin Reeves.
I'm just gonna double check. Shavano was like 27.
Herter better than Shavano.
It's close.
Well, Buddy Hield. Yeah, Norm Powell number 30.
Jalen Williams.
Grayson Allen 29.
Jalen Williams too high at 5. I think he's probably top 10, but he's too high at 5.
Bogey better than Herter.
Yeah.
Your boy Shaden 26, Caruso 25, Jaden Ivey at 24.
They got RJ Barrett at 18. I didn't realize
Jordan
averaged 29.
Poole was at 23.
Okay, like we need to figure out
who's in charge of this list.
Who's a shooting guard and who? Jaden Ivey at 24.
Now remember, these lists are kind of projecting towards the upcoming season.
That's fair.
They may have thought, we don't know where Herter's playing, so we'll leave him off this list when fact is, as of right now, he's a Sacramento King.
That's fair, and I don't like the way they do that list. I don't like that. I don't like that. Like, don't project.
The projection?
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just say right now, top 30. Don't say, I think when this, at the end of the season,
I kind of feel
he's
like
he's going to be this and this and this.
I kind of feel like that's for the most part what it is, but yeah, I do think this cushions things. Like, we're expecting big things from Austin Reeves.
When you say something stupid.
So we're going to put him in. All right.
I think I take Malik over everyone ahead of him besides Jalen Green for projecting, though. For not projecting. What do you guys think of Bradley Beal? Is he still that guy?
He's still good. He's on the downturn.
Still the, like, yeah, because like, I feel like Malik might be better, but I don't know if that's so, like, Beal still gets that respect.
That's one I thought of. I don't think Brad gets any respect. People talk about Brad like he sucks.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, and I know your availability is the best ability, but he played really well last year. He just couldn't play
a lot. Yeah.
Like, his numbers were efficient. All this other stuff, like, he was a good ball player.
Expectations are also important, too, as people, stupidly, in my opinion, set the expectations for Phoenix way too high. Like, and we talked about this leading into the year. Y'all are really asking for something that's never happened before.
Yeah.
You're asking for all of these guys to remain healthy, and meanwhile, the one that everybody was waiting to get injured never really did.
I'm sorry, this is a projected list or whatever. What the hell is Zach LaVine doing top 10?
Well, because Zach LaVine is a good ball player.
Well, yeah, but he's not. Like,
we've got to stop this, Jesse.
I'm not
treating Zach LaVine like Damian Priest.
No, he doesn't even play, though. Don't do that.
No,
he's not playing. Like, if Bradley Beal's not top 10, then Zach LaVine shouldn't be.
I can't believe you had a perfect opportunity to go into your Shaq impression and didn't do it. It's crazy.
Well, I didn't start off in Shaq.
Pause. Well, you did.
Take a lap. No, I'm not even throwing a flag.
Nobody
take
even thinking
lap.
About it, so I made sure. You
nobody's
know
what thinking about it. You made us think about it. It's a thing. That's why you got to take a lap.
The pause brought attention
yeah.
to it.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I mean, I'm surprised Zach LaVine is that high. You talk about people thinking somebody stinks. Everybody thinks Zach LaVine stinks now, except for me.
Well, it's funny. He's ranked above Brad. Like, Zach LaVine's not better than Bradley Beal.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, just why? If that's the case, then
Zach
why is he
better
here?
Than Bradley
no,
Beal.
He's not.
Why not?
No, because he's not.
Yeah, I'll take Brad.
We're talking about scoring. I feel like Brad's a way better scorer than Zach LaVine is.
And Brad's an all-around better player.
That too.
I don't know about that. I mean, the numbers alone last year say that's not true.
Well, this is last year. I still feel like Brad's a better player.
I don't know if Brad was the same the year before.
The same what?
I don't think he was, like, above Zach LaVine is scoring a year before.
Mm. Okay. We'll try it like this. Bradley Beal and Zach LaVine are on the board. I'm drafting Bradley Beal.
Were you taking KC?
I'm probably taking Zach LaVine.
Well, he's taking Zach LaVine because Brad's gone. That's who you get.
That's fair.
That's how the draft works, buddy.
Yeah, that's how those things work.
Yeah. But how there clearly is a there's an interesting talking point regarding Malik Monk going into next season. Obviously he signed here. There's no question. There's no concerns about, you know, where he'll be in the future. He's going to be in Sacramento. But he did say, you know, the day he talked to the media that he does want to start. And, you know, Mike was asked about that by Shams Cunningham, and he had a, you know, he had a response. That's what I want from my guys, but you know, we're going to do what's best for the team. Okay. You have a guy ranked pretty high here on this list. You have a guy who got almost not universal given the voting, but he got a pretty good amount of respect from the league, its media, and its, you know, voters last year as to the caliber of player he is. Do you finally go with him in the starting lineup?
So one of the things that I was looking at, it looks like outside of Cam Thomas, Malik will be the only person in the top 20 not starting. Do I have that right?
I'm trying to scroll
up here, Brad, CJ.
I mean, no, I doubt anyone in the top 10.
Does Hero still come off the bench? Hero might come off the bench.
Hero scoring 20 points off the bench is crazy.
I think he was a starter.
They finally moved him to the starting
line? Yeah.
Okay. Because he was, I thought, the year before, wasn't he like...
Moved to the starting lineup at one point. It's just a matter of whether they moved him back to the bench, but I don't think they ever did. But I know he was starting. I don't think they ever moved him back.
Tyler Hero, O'Keefe, played 42 games last year. Started 40 of them. The year before, played 67 games, started all 67.
Okay.
The year prior.
That's when. Okay, that's what I'm thinking.
Played 66 games, started 10.
And I knew something was off because one of those years he was, did he win Sixth Man of the Year or was he?
Yeah, and averaged 20 points per game all three of those years.
He was 25-5, I think.
So, I mean, Cam Thomas is another. Although Cam might be starting with all the people terrible in Brooklyn right now. So Malik would be the only one not starting.
Tyler Hero is low-key one where he's probably best off the bench, though, I think.
I think so, too.
Where they moved him to the starting lineup. But
the numbers are nearly identical.
Yeah, but I think it just fits better. Like, it flows better for them, like, as a team.
Yeah.
Like, watching them play and all that.
Numbers, funny enough, only went up. Numbers, dummy. Minutes. Only went up the year he played 66 games and only started 10. He averaged 32.6 minutes per game. The next year he averaged 34.9. He was a full-time starter. Last year he averaged 33.5.
Jeez.
It's minimal. The minutes per game are minimal, and his numbers are just solid from the last 3 years.
Do you think
he's better than Austin Reeves?
He is better than Austin Reeves. Do you think that maybe that's the argument for or against Malik starting? Saying like, look, you starting doesn't matter if your minutes are the same or go up. Or would Malik say, all right, well, just start me. Like you did Tyler Hero. Look at this list. I'm the only one that's not starting in this list.
It's to me, it's similar to the Brandon Ayuk conversation. There's a cachet to it.
Mm-hmm.
Being a starter. Mm-hmm. Like making the all-star team as a reserve is extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledgement for like all NBA or stuff like that. And I realize that might feel far-fetched, but like it's really far-fetched from the bench. I got to imagine those things at least play like a little, you know, some form of a factor.
If you move him to the starting lineup, do you have someone dependable coming off your bench that you can depend on like we could have with Malik? And I got another question after that too.
All right, Lewis.
Hey, catch me, Real Brothers Sacramento at 3:56 later today.
Hey, how do you feel about big men?
I won't. I'll put the fifth. I'll not answer that.
I watched that clip so many times.
Well, because like if you don't, like, because whether you think Kiana's dependable or whatever is one thing, but like my thing is like, does that matter at this point? Because now you could probably stagger Fox, DeRozan, and Monk where they're all on the court. One of them is on the court at one point, at one time. Right. Where like last year, maybe like you couldn't start Malik because your bench just wasn't good enough to withstand Fox and him being off the bench or whatever.
Yeah, I think that that's the way I feel, right? Like if you do start them, you're always going to, I say, you say one of them. I say maybe two of them. Two of them be on the court at all times if you can make it work between DeRozan, Fox, and Monk. But worst case scenario, one of them on there at all times.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.